is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Frank Ginobili is finished. Yep, Tom, who knew the curse would be reversed from you to Manu Manu? That Argentinian went from turning it up like a bottle of Malbec to turning it over more like a cruise ship chef cooking an omelet. And that's why Manu Ginobili is contender number one for being a perfect stranger like Valky instead of Ginobili. Contender number two, my sister Danielle, for blessing me on my birthday with courtside seats to the Heat's game.
The what?
Now, who knew the WWOF on the ticket meant Wet Willie's Overflow? She must have called the cab one time too many. And do you know what Danielle said to me yesterday, y'all?
What?
She said, let me go. I got to go unpack my luggage from the cruise. Contender number three, all the Laker fans who were rooting for San Antonio Spurs because the Black Mamba wasn't in it, so they hate on the Heat because Kobe can't compete, and Dwight Howard, who's supposed to be Los Angeles Optimus Prime, end up being nothing more than a 7-foot flip phone trying to download the app Vine. Contender number four, Cleveland Cavaliers coach Dan Gilbert. Hey, Danny boy, you remember you told Cleveland you would get a ring before LeBron? Well, it looked like the only ring you're going to get if LeBron ring your phone. So make sure you listen for his call because he's going to let the phone ring twice. Contender number five and six, Sybil and Jay.
What?
Do you know how much your purchase made us nervous? I know Miami Heat won, but buying Tom a ticket courtside at that made us feel like we were on a road trip with Randy Travis, Al Roker, and Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
contender number seven, San Antonio Spurs. Is it me or does it look like everybody on their team look like they get their haircuts at the mall?
You're right.
I let it marinate. Contender number eight is Wendell White. Now, Wendell White is a brother at my barbershop, Hangtime Barbershop, who sent me a happy birthday text of a video vixen with a beautiful bodacious backside, Sybil. Well, I went to send him a thank you text and noticed he sent me the same damn picture on April 4th at 12:34 p.m. How the hell do you re-gift by texting? You could at least wrote happy birthday on the butt cheeks, you Kung Fu Panda. Speaking of Kung Fu Panda, Paula Deen, you are the Bama of the week. Tom, Sybil, Jay, I used to like Paula Deen. She was one of my favorite celebrity cooks. You know, I like cooks that look like they eat their own cooking. I don't like skinny chefs. Anyway, Paula Deen and her brother Bubba were hit with a discrimination lawsuit by a former employee of their restaurant. The employee said Paula and her brother used racial slurs, and she also said she was sexually harassed. Now, let me see. Paula Deen is 66 years old, white woman, Savannah, Georgia, brother named Bubba. Yep. I hate the racial profile, but Paula Deen have all the ingredients to be a racist runt roast. Paula Deen, you are the Bama of the week.